This is 88.9 FM and HD1. Online as well at WQCS.org. It seems statistics on obesity increase every year in the United States. Kenrick Thomas takes us to a program in Port St. Lucie that battles that trend.
If you're driving down Biltmore Road early in the morning, you might find a group of adults running sprints, stretching, or looking like they're ready to pass out.
Let's go out to the street.
Welcome to Battle Camp.
Right now, obesity is the number one cause of cardiovascular disease, and cardiovascular disease is 65% of death rate in America right now.
With all the makings of a good drill sergeant, Phil DeRue has strong muscular arms and may be short but built for power. He gained his muscular appearance from years of training from mixed martial arts. He's the owner of DeRue Fitness Performance and founder of DeRue Diet. He trains his clients to fight the clock of obesity.
If you want a longer lifespan, you know what I'm saying, you need to be in shape, you know. And the population in the U.S. today is just overweight, you know what I mean? Obesity is rampant now because of all the fast food joints and all the easy access foods from processed foods and things that you shouldn't be eating, all the saturated fats, all the, you know, the trans fats, the unhealthy cholesterol.
DeRue makes his clients run sprints twice during their session, and that's after they've done 40 minutes of exercises, such as one-arm push-ups and squats, to make sure they're in shape the best way possible.
What happens is, through time, people get lazy. And I think the population of America is kind of lazy, you know what I'm saying? So I push the fact that, you know, if you don't want to have problems in the future as far as cancerous cells in the body, or if you want a longer lifespan to see your kids grow up, see your grandkids grow up, then you have to be in shape today. And that's what I push mostly, you know what I'm saying?
Rebecca Racine's black hair is in a short ponytail. She wears white running shoes with black shorts. She's been a part of the DeRue Fitness Performance since it was built several months back. Racine is anything but obese, but understands the damage it could cause.
First of all, being overweight is unhealthy. You get a lot of endorphins from working out, so I definitely enjoy being here at DFP. Just health-wise, I want to stay healthy as long as possible and have all my mobility for as long as possible.
Racine finds that a strict diet helps her in her fitness journey.
Personally, my diet has to be 100% on point. There is obesity in my family, so I definitely, like, I'm on Phil's diet. I have to be on it because diet is, you know, 80%. Working out is only about 20%.
What Maria Collins lacks in height, she makes up for with enthusiasm. Collins is ready and anxious before each training session with her white T-shirt and black gym shorts. This ambitious, motivated client believes this is a way to stay far away from being obese.
It's all about a challenge to me, always pushing myself in everything that I do, not just, you know, working out, but working, just me taking myself seriously. You know, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to put anybody down, but it's never too late, you know? It's never too late.
We all might not train up to the level of Battle Camp class, but taking the proper steps to stay away from being obese helps us stay more healthy. For more information on DeRue Fitness Performance, go to WQCS.org and click on News. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.